Mr. Producer is in here reviewing the papers and discussing pertinent matters. Now, yesterday, I don't know who it was, someone put up on the Triple M page a go at the Roosters about our salary cap, and I've got to admit it was pretty good. Was that you?
It wasn't me, but I agree wholeheartedly with it.
Now, if you haven't seen it, head over to the Triple M Facebook page. There's a couple I want to talk about. Someone here has put this one up. And I think I've left my machine open because it says I've done it.
Oh, okay.
So I think I know who it'd be. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's a photograph of Donald Trump, and he's having a press conference, and it says, when someone asks how much the Roosters' salary cap is...
Billions and 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 billions and...
That's not bad. So you know anything about that?
I do not know, no.
Yeah, it's harsh but accurate, I suppose. Now, the other one that's come up today, a friend of mine has sent me this. Do you remember a current affair a couple of years ago? Is a bloke who had a speech impediment and was talking about getting attacked by wild dogs. You know, they're always outraged and neighbours from hell on
I
a current
remember
affair.
It well, yes.
I think he's from Queensland, and he was describing how the dogs ran after him. And he's got a speech impediment, but he does the best gnarly dog impersonation. It'd be one of those pit bulls or something, yeah. You know. And I don't think we'll ever forget this bloke. Now, here he is describing his situation on a current affair, neighbours from hell, dogs from hell. He does the best rabid dog you've ever heard.
I came out into the front yard and the dogs were across the road. And as soon as they saw me, they came bounding over. And I just made it into the front door in time.
The rabid dog man, if you... imagine from someone from another country sitting down,
watching
right? They've had dinner, right? And that comes on the television. Is that a reflection of who we are?
Oh, dear. Hey, look, while we're doing investigations, I'll do a little bit of my own.
Yeah.
Now, something that's probably reared its head again, I've only just noted this morning, that comes up every so often when one of the younger staff members of work. Now, you know, Bodger's been rolling out the shorts. And,
yeah, I never knew he had legs.
In the cargo shorts of late, you know, the sort of the brownie.
Now, what do they call it now? It's not to chinos.
Yes. Yeah, right. And, you want to say what you're wearing today?
Listen.
You've been checking out Bodger's legs and you've gone...
I have not.
Hang on,
no, listen.
The young bull can do it. The old bull better roll out too.
Listen,
you're not
shut
quite
up.
As hairy as him. I'll give you that, but you do shave down for your boat racing,
I appreciate that. Listen, I'm going to
this
golf.
This happens every so often.
It doesn't. It's Wednesday. I'm going to golf with Don after I finish here.
It looks very, very Bodge-like appearance today.
No.
I'm thinking
this is
trying to hang on to a bit of youth.
This is where you're wrong. This is a golf outfit, and I have shoes on. Didn't he have the thongs on? I mean, isn't that against workplace safety?
Yes, it
yesterday.
Could be. Yes, but
well, get on to him.
I'm
Come on, you're in the management position. Go and manage him, will you? Please, Cactus next.